But when physicalists get backed into a corner, their defensive tactics aren't subtle. To discredit qualia, examples like the following are frequently used. Forget your metaphysics. Reality is a given. If you get hit by a bus, your whole theory goes out the window. You'll be just as dead as anyone else. Getting squashed in an encounter with a bus seems like a convincing outcome to our common sense. And for the bus, you can substitute a car, train, or brick wall. But physicalism can't explain why a bus, train, or brick wall is hard to begin with, given that all matter is more than 99.9999% empty space. The standard answer, that hardness results from the opposition of electromagnetic charges, is like handing you the chemical formula for sucrose to explain why sugar is sweet. Second, qualia aren't free-floating and temporary. Some qualities, like the wetness of water and the hardness of a brick wall, are set in place. They form structures that are just as real as the formula for sucrose. The big advantage is that sweetness is an actual experience, whereas the formula for sucrose is only the map of an experience, and you can't get from the map to real life. The conscious universe embraces change, non-change, and the state of potential change. This is another reason, and one of the most important, why the cosmos feels completely humanized once you open up to the possibility. We saw that there are perceptions that we can change, those we cannot change, and others that we may or may not be able to change. These perceptions are the world created by the building blocks of qualia. The fact that a human body will be crushed by a moving bus belongs to the setup that isn't changeable. It says nothing about how the setup was created in the first place. If we knew how the setup was created, and is still being created, we'd unlock the secret of how reality evolves. Our cave-dwelling ancestors had already evolved the higher brains, the cerebral cortex, that are barely different from the cerebral cortex of Einstein or Mozart. Yet in hunter-gatherer society, there was no need for an Einstein and a Mozart. No survival purpose would have been fulfilled by them. Instead, for reasons that remain a mystery, the cosmic mind fashioned a brain machinery capable of infinite adaptation. While early Homo sapiens was preoccupied by the technology of making flint arrowheads and stitching hides together with animal sinew, the higher brain was already outfitted for the future, for Mozart sonatas and quantum mechanics. So who knows what our own brains are already outfitted for that will come into play 1,000 or 10,000 years in the future? It's quite miraculous that evolution is able to see beyond the next horizon in this way. For there is no doubt that other higher primates, like the chimpanzee, also created primitive tools, and yet they hit an evolutionary wall somewhere along the line. A chimp's ability to go beyond its present abilities is severely limited. Ours isn't. Human history is filled with untold horrors of war and violence. And yet our brains are also set up for Buddhist meditation, Quaker pacifism, and mystical ecstasy. In short, the human universe depends on seeing beyond our current abilities, where we feel trapped by the physical world and hemmed in by its rules. Cosmic mind isn't done with us. A powerful evolutionary force has propelled the human cortex to unparalleled heights at unbelievable speed. The rise of the higher brain took less than 30,000 to 40,000 years, a blip on the screen of evolutionary time. To discover where the evolutionary tidal wave is headed, we need only explore one of the most amazing human traits, shared so far, as we know, by no other living creature. We are aware of being aware. The next horizon, it turns out, is inside us. And if we want to take the next leap forward in our evolution, the only map is the one we create for ourselves, in our own consciousness.